pleasure to introduce the next speaker, Christian Giese from Artibrick, who's giving us a brief update about BNG Blaster. Christian's been a software engineer and, well, has an extensive background in networking over the, past decades now?
Yeah.
So it's my pleasure to welcome you, Christian. Stage is yours.
Okay. Thanks for the nice introduction. So, and then let's start with the BNG Blaster routing protocol update. So, the BNG, so here at Artibrick, we develop software for disaggregated routers, and this involves extensive testing. And this testing is particularly crucial as we develop or build all access and routing protocols from scratch. And at the beginning, we primarily utilize commercial network test applications and running on x86 servers until a point where some of the tests needed could be only executed on dedicated hardware platforms from those test application vendors. And so we had to decide between doing a massive investment into proprietary test hardware or to use our know-how to build something on our own. And this is what we have done in July 2020, starting with the BNG Blaster as an internal project. And after a few weeks, we could already do the required IPTV tests with the BNG Blaster, meaning that we could do IGMP join and leaf delay measurements over a PPPoE session. And everything worked that well that we decided to further go this path. And in February 2021, we published the whole project to GitHub with a BSD free license to give the users the maximum of freedom to use the project in the way they want, and continue to add features like an L2TP LNS server, IPoE support, which means internet via DHCP, and I guess interesting for, especially for the German community, is that we also added a complete L2BSA test suite, meaning that the BNG Blaster is able to emulate an A10 NSP interface as defined by the German BNetzA, or the, okay, that's not good. Okay, by the Bundesnetzagentur and the AGA forum, meaning you can the A10 NSP interface emulates a DHCP server and a PPPoE server, and this can be used for testing the intermediate agent functionality of the OLTs, as well as verifying that the SVLAN is set correctly, that the markings are set correctly as required for this strictly regulated product. And then, yeah, after my first talk at Linux 13 about the BNG Blaster, we concentrated and focused on routing. So we added MPLS support, ISAS, BGP. Then we added even DPDK support, continued with LDPv4, v6, and most recently OSPF v2 and OSPF v3. And then now we currently work on application protocols like an HTTP client and server, as well as support for testing carrier grade NAT. So here in a brief overview of most of the features. Unfortunately, not everything fits on a slide, but this is sort of the main features we have. And you can see we have access routing protocols, we have traffic generator, and in the BNG Blaster, all the protocols are implemented in user space from scratch, meaning that we have a slightly advantage in performance, but we also, as we implemented Ethernet, ICMP, ARP, neighbor discovery, everything from scratch, we even have the control over all the protocols, the complete network stack, and can use or tweak the stack for the given tests desired to do. So, but have a more deeply look into routing protocols. So the BNG Blaster is able to emulate ISAS and OSPF v2 v3 topologies with thousands, 10,000, or even 100,000 of nodes. You can even try millions of nodes, but then guess then your router will die. But yeah, you can do. And then it supports LSA and LSP flapping, refreshing and purging, meaning you can stop the BNG Blaster test. And if you like, it can automatically withdraw all the LSAs and LSPs after the test automatically for you. There's support for segment routing for OSPF as well as ISAS. And it also supports thousands of BGP sessions for testing with millions of prefixes to test. There's LDP support for IPv4 and IPv6. And a nice feature is that you can even use LDP sessions to update your traffic flows dynamically with the labels learned via LDP, which was something which was a pain using commercial solutions to test with dynamic labels. And of course, you can validate and verify MPLS labels automatically with the BNG cluster, meaning if you receive millions of traffic flows labeled, there are some tools which help you to verify that the traffic is received as you expected. And as we currently work in RTBrick on support for carrier-grade NAT on our Q2C-based platform, so hardware-based carrier-grade NAT on a Broadcom chip, so the question was for us how we would like to test this. So if Broadcom offers us to say the ship should be able to handle millions of net translations, we at least need to test this. We can give this to the customer and say, yeah, it may work with millions of net translations. And then the idea was to even utilize the BNG cluster here. So the first thing we done is extending the UDP traffic streams to be able to cross the NAT, meaning that the receiver automatically learns then the dynamic source IP and port and updates the downstream traffic based on the learned informations. And then for TCP, we added raw TCP streams. So the idea was for a better scale, if I would like to have millions of flows, a real TCP stream doesn't work that well in high scale. So we just created UDP streams with a TCP header. So it works like UDP, but it's a TCP header. Every packet has a SYN flag set, and then it's more than enough to cross a NAT. We see that even with other NAT implementations, the NAT translation is created, it's tracked, and it works. But to even test complete HTTP or TCP sessions, we also can use the HTTP client and server, but here you can only emulate thousands of sessions, not millions. Yeah, if you would like to run the BNG cluster, there is actually not a lot you need. So it runs on any modern 64-bit Linux. It would even run on a Raspberry Pi 3. And I tested this with a Raspberry Pi 3, and I could emulate around about 32,000 PPPoE sessions, and which is slightly good for such a small computer. So minimum is a single vCPU, 1 gig memory, so which is more than enough for normal testing. Recommended is Ubuntu 22.04, just because we use Ubuntu 22.04, but it runs on any Linux, so you can run it on NixOS or whatever you like. And recommended is 4 vCPUs and 4 gigabyte memory, so then you can do almost all tests, up to 400,000 PPS. But in some test cases, you would like to go further with traffic, and this is the only reason to increase the scale of your compute, is if you would like to test with more traffic. And if you would like to use the BNG Plus as a traffic generator, we support different I/O modes, and they are also very well abstracted so that you can even add more I/O modes in the future. And here we can achieve more than 10 gigabit per second and even more than 1 million packets per second, depending on your CPU. And around about 200 to 400,000 PPS per thread is what we calculate. So the default mode is that BNG Plus runs single threaded. And if you need more than the 200, 400,000 PPS, you can enable multi-threading for the traffic generator. And then you can even configure pair link and interface to have, let's say, 10 TX threads and or 10 RX threads in the other interface. So you can even create asymmetric number of threads per interface. And then the cluster is automatically distributing the traffic over all the threads. And all this traffic generated by the cluster has a BNG cluster header format with sequence numbers, timestamps, used to calculate loss and jitter by the BNG cluster. And there's even a Wireshark plugin to take a look into these packets. And as we bypass the kernel, the BNG cluster does the capturing for you. So you can start a BNG cluster in a way that it generates a PCAP file for you. And then you have one PCAP with all the BNG cluster interfaces with a meta header where you see the interface index and you can filter on direction and interface. And the nice thing here is that you can start a PCAP feature with just capturing the control plane traffic and not the data traffic, or optionally to capture the data traffic. But in some tests, you would like to prefer only control traffic, because if you test with 1 million packets per second, then you need a very big hard disk to create in parallel your PCAP file. And there's even experimental DBDK support, and which is tested on 22.04 with an Intel XL S710, and we could fully utilize this card, but there is a plan for next year to do more investigations in the DBDK performance, add more cards, 100 gigabit cards, or even more. So what can you do with the BNG Plaster? I split this a bit in the different groups of users. So first there is a network hard and software vendors like us, but even open source network projects. So if you work on a project like implementing BGP as an open source or ISS as open source, then you can use the BNG Blaster for RFC conformance tests. You can use it for interoperability tests, and especially because the BNG Blaster protocols are implemented in a way that you can tweak the protocol behaviors very extensively, meaning you can set up ISS like behave like a Cisco router or behave like a Juniper router or behave like an RT brick router instead of, let's say, a commercial network application which behaves like a commercial network application. And here we say we would not test that our router works with the network tester. It should, we will test if it works with Cisco, Juniper or RT brick. So we added a lot of features to test or tweak the behaviors of the routing protocols. You can use it for scaling tests, robustness tests, regression tests. You can even use it to reproduce bugs. So you get a bug from a customer, and then you can use it to try to recreate a bug in your in-house environment. And it's a very nice tool for customer demonstrations and POCs. And then I guess the most of the people here fall into the group of network providers and integrators. And then here it can be used for configuration validation. So an example, if you tweak or change your cross configuration, you can use it to validate that cross mapping works. You can use it to see if your shapers, qualities of service, queues, everything works, or if your BGP policy works as expected. And you can use it for software upgrade validation, meaning you can, in your lab, set up a full scale, test everything works, do the software upgrade, and see if everything works again after the upgrade, instead of just hoping in the production network that everything works after upgrade. You can use it for network automation validation and integration testing. Here the idea is to say, let's say if you build applications around your network, like a looking glass or some monitoring tools, and you test them in your lab instead of the production network, which I highly recommend normally, then you need a device which is not an idle. So this is the difference if you test your application with a device with 10 routes or a full table or without subscribers online, so you can use it to create a more production-like environment for testing your applications. And you can use it for vendor comparison. If you need to select a new vendor for a product, you can use it to benchmark and see if vendor X and Y, which one is better in BGP. So this is also fine. And I also see a big use case in education. Unfortunately, never received any feedback here. But if someone is using it in education, you can just give me some feedback. I would be very happy. But it can be used to teach students in a more realistic environment. So instead of just having exercises with two routers, you can give in the classes the possibility to test with a full table with real ISS networks. And I guess this gives a benefit here. So to show this a bit more, I will give some small demonstration. Therefore, I recorded a demo in our internal lab with UFI Space, Q2C, BNG running our RTBrick full stack software. And two links to the BNG Blaster. And in BNG Blaster, a link is like a physical interface. So this is the entity where you configure, let's say, things like I/O threads, everything related to the driver. And then you can attach here network interface functions. And or interface functions in general. And a network interface function here, in example, is like a logical interface in routers. So you have a VLAN, you have an IP address, and you can even have multiple network interface functions on a single interface, as long as the VLANs are not overlapping. And then here I can attach my routing protocols, in this example ISS and BGP. And then I can attach a virtual topology. And the way the Blaster works is that you create your virtual topologies offline. So meaning there are some tools like LSPGen, BGP update, LDP update, which are shipped with the BNG Blaster package. And they allow you to create massive random topologies, or you define a JSON file topology and generate the MRT files. Or to build your own tools, there are examples to generate ISS or OSPF topologies or BGP updates. And then you can just attach this to the routing protocol. So it gives you even the freedom for BGP to generate very serialized BGP updates, or to, if you would like to test, generate more fragmented BGP updates, which what happens over time in a real network, that the updates do more fragmentation. And so you have the full flexibility here to generate these updates. And then you can create access interface functions, and they are more like templates. So you create a template, let's say VLAN range, Plus protocol and some protocol options, and then the Plaster recreates or instantiates sessions out of it. And here this example, I created 8,000 PPPoE and 8,000 IPoE sessions, and then I attached traffic streams. And streams can be attached to network interfaces and sessions, and to one of the IPoE sessions, I attached 1 million traffic streams, which are destined for the 1 million prefixes in BGP. So the 1 million prefixes in BGP, they have next hops out of the 1,000 nodes in ISS, and I send traffic to all of them, and then I can see that all traffic is resolved and received correctly. And then the other sessions, I use session traffic, and the idea of session traffic in BGP Plaster is just a feature which automatically generates traffic for subscribers. So meaning if this is enabled and you have a subscriber learning 3 IP addresses, which is most common case, so you have a PV4 address, V6 address, and a delegated prefix, then the Plaster automatically generates 6 IP traffic flows. So for each of the addresses in each direction between the network interface and the session. And then you have just a small configuration which automatically verifies that all traffic for all IP addresses assigned to the customers works. And it also measures the time it took between session is established and traffic is forwarded, because there has to be a very short time between these two events. So it can't be, it's not be acceptable, let's say, if a router says the session is established, but forwarding works, let's say, a minute later, because then the CPE is freaking out, is timing out DNS requests, and then maybe reboots again. And so therefore, you can measure how long does your BNG take between session is, let's say, signaled as established and traffic is forwarded. So for the demo, I used this. So I recorded this for because of time. So here you see the BNG Plaster interface. And there is a nice NCursus interface, which is handy because sometimes you only have SSH access to your network, and then you don't need to deal with HTTP tunneling. You see on the right side all the log messages. So here you see the BGP events. You see all the statistics. You can see here that the 1 million flows are already all resolved, except of two. And you see that all sessions get up established with around about 32, normally up to 50 sessions per second in our case. But if we test in parallel, so we have around about 36 to 40 sessions per second. And you can see that two flows are not resolved. So I created 1 million flows and two failed. So okay, next question is, why do we have two flows failed? What's wrong? And then I can use the BNG Plaster CLI for this. So in the, it should take a few seconds. So in the CLI, it uses a Unix domain socket created by the BNG Plaster I can connect to and can send a command called streams pending. So there is a lot of commands in the BNG Plaster. And this gives me the flow ID of all the streams not verified. And then I can use the stream ID and check the detailed informations from the BNG Plaster about the stream. So I use here BNG Plaster stream info, use the flow ID, and then I can see it's an IPv6 stream. I see the IP addresses, I see the direction, and then I can use this IP address and go to the CLI of our router. So this is now the RTBRIC full stack CLI. Then I can put in the prefix and see what's wrong, why it doesn't resolve. Has to be a reason. And here I can see easily that this prefix, I'd have done a mistake. This prefix was already used by a physical interface. And of course, the link local address has, the physical address has a higher preference than my BGP routes. So just for this demo, I created some small issue to show a bit the troubleshooting case. And then we can even check some other details here in the CLI, see if the subscribers are shown in the BNG CLI. So. Yeah, here, show subscriber detail, an example gives you all the subscribers. So we see that the subscribers are also generated with an agent remote and circuit ID by the BNG Plaster. The BNG Plaster also supports almost all defined access line attributes, even those which are still in the IETF draft, and supports even different flavors because some of the attributes are wrongly implemented by other vendors. So we even support the wrong format so that you can test more like emulating the vendor which does it wrong. But you can change a vendor if they have millions of systems in place. So you have to take it, and then it is the case. And here you can see the ISS database. And then as all the RTBRIC routers have a built-in Prometheus running on the routers, you can even connect with Grafana and then see here that the routes get established. And so all the tests were successful here. And at the end, if I checked everything, I can stop the BNG Plaster, and you see it does a teardown. You can even configure the session setup and teardown rate, and then you get at the end a report. And you can even optionally enable a JSON report, which means if you enable all the flags, you get a detailed record for every session, every flow. And with 1 million flows, you get around about 500 megabyte JSON. And then you can run your Python scripts over it to do a lot of post-processing. So very interesting for DOS doing some kind of data science and post-processing on your test results. So, but if you would like to run your tests automatically, so let's say in your regression tests or in your daily routines, then we even provide another open source project called the BNG Plaster Controller, which is a Go project, which provides a REST API to start, stop, and interact with the BNG Plaster. So you can create a test instance, which creates then a directory. And in this directory, all files related to a single test will be stored, like the pcap files, the reports, configurations. And you can start the BNG Plaster, stop the Plaster, and send commands to the Plaster. You can even run different test instances in parallel on your servers. And there's also a small Prometheus metric endpoint here. So the second short demo. So now I just do a very similar test, creating just BGP without the subscriber management. Here you see how the network interface looks in the configuration. So then I create an instance by sending a create command. Then I can start. And during the start of an instance, I can give different flags for logging, metrics, a session count, or pcap enabled, disabled. Then I can do a BGP session command. Here I can see the BGP session is already established, raw update is done, so which means all the BGP updates are already sent to the device. And then in Grafana, we can take a look and see, OK, the 1 million routes are already learned. And in the other graph, we see that the million routes are in the FIP. And now I send an update file, which does a withdraw of 100K routes. And then we see again if this, the withdraw update is also sent. So typically, 1 million routes you can send with 3 seconds. It's very fast. The problem is after sending the 1 million routes to install them into FIP. And here you can even measure how long does it take. And then we do this once more. And you can even do this in a loop or constantly and emulate some kind of network churn in your lab environment. And so here you see the routes come back. Everything works. So and then here you see the metrics endpoint from Prometheus. And then you can stop the test. And then you can see in Grafana that all the routes are withdrawn correctly. So the BNG Plaster is already used by leading network operators, network hardware and software vendors. It's obviously used by us as RTBRIC, but it's also used by Deutsche Telekom with their Access 4.0 project, as well as well-known providers and companies like Wobcom, WDZ, and Glasfaser Nordwest. But also many more over all the world. So I received a lot of feedback from Africa, from the APEC region, from the US. So it's it seems to be a tool which is interesting for a lot of operators, especially for those where to say that these commercial network applications are way too expensive. And in my opinion, they are way too expensive. So if you like this tool, if you would like to try, there is a documentation on GitHub, and there is a quick start guide. And the quick start guide is written in a way that you just need a blank Ubuntu VM, just a new installed VM, and then you can go step by step to all the examples here. So you don't need a lab, you don't need a switch or something, you can just do it on your own, just to get familiar with the tool. And for these examples, the BNG Plaster plays an example PPPoE client and server, or does ISAS between the BNG Plaster and himself. Or in one example, I install GoBGP, and then there's a BGP session between Plaster and GoBGP. So just for you to get some starting point here, get familiar with config, starting CLI. And then from here onwards, you can go to the documentation and see what else is supported. But we also want you here. So it's an open source project, and we really would like to have it more like a community project. So we are more than happy if you contribute to the project, share your experiences, send mails to bngplaster@rtbrick.com. That's the mail alias. I will respond to you. There's the GitHub page where you can open issues or pull requests. And there's a slightly new generated matrix space for this. And even if it's a C project, the project is written in a way that for small features, CLI endpoints, new configurations, even if you're not an experienced C developer, you can contribute to the project. It's it's written in a way that's not, you don't need to be a years or 10 years experienced C developer, as long as you don't touch the engine. But most of the time you will just add a new TLV for ISS or add a new config option. You can easily do this. You have tons of examples in the code, so would be more than happy here. But if you like, you can also contribute to documentation. This is also very welcome.
Do we have any questions for Christian? Don't be shy. okay. Please state your name and affiliation.
Yeah, Christian Fröme, from Charité here in Berlin. Are these IPTV tests are limited to PPPoE or are
no.
they?
Okay. You can run the IPTV tests for PPPoE, IPOE, or just Berlin IP interfaces. So you can use it on all. You can even use it over link aggregation. There's link aggregation support. You can use it on all your interfaces. And there's a very extensive support because this was the first feature we needed to optimize our BNGs for our IPTV market. So it does a lot of tests. And you can emulate a lot of different behaviors to behave like any of these plastic CPE clients you have at home. And they all behave different than IGMP. So we added much lot of config options here.
Well, then, thank you very much, Christian.